This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I'm on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen. And on today's DST Thursday episode, I am very excited to be joined by our art director, the mom behind At Betches Moms, and my co-host on the Betches Moms podcast, Brittany Levine. Welcome to DST, Britt.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And I'm so nervous.
Why?
I
mean,
I don't know. We literally just recorded a Betches Moms episode. And I just feel like
it's so different now. We weren't talking to each other in that episode. We were interviewing someone. So we were just sitting next to each other, kind of.
Yeah.
But now we're facing each other physically. So this is you're in the hot seat.
I know. I'm okay.
No, this isn't like a, this is, I'm not, it's not gotcha journalism here. But I really wanted to have you on because we haven't had done like sort of a crossover before. But for everybody who's listening who is a DST-er who like doesn't know that this exists, but we have a brand called Betches Moms. We have a podcast called Betches Moms. You can hear me talking there. And guess who I'm talking to? I'm talking to Brittany, who's now here with me on a DST. So we're going to do kind of like a mom vibes episode. So first of all, though, Brittany, can you tell our DST-ers who you are? I know you have two wonderful kids, but the audience doesn't know. So let us know what's going on.
So I am a mom and I'm more than that, but I have two boys. My son Oliver is going to be 4 in July, which is insane.
Yeah, crazy.
I actually started working for Betches when I just found out that I was pregnant with him. And then I have a one-year-old. Well, he's going to be 1 in like 3 weeks, which is also wild. His name is Jack. So we have a crazy house and it's so much fun. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
I know. I can't believe Jack's going to be 1.
Like, I know.
That's crazy to me.
I know. And he really, I mean, you could hear like us talk all about the kids on Betches Moms, but like it really is crazy how much your kids change like week after week. Mm-hmm. And I think this has been one of those weeks where I notice that he's changing and I feel weird about it.
Feel weird about it. But it's also so funny because I remember when you told me you were pregnant with him and I also was shadily pregnant, but I couldn't tell you.
Which
Yeah. And then I told you later and it was just such a funny, I was like, geez, this is crazy. Now we can do this podcast together.
It was
great timing. And now we have like adult children.
Yeah.
So, but I really wanted to like get into it more, not just about, you know, our kids, but like our relationships with our moms. Because we have a great dear DST person who wrote in their relationship with their mom, their body. And I know we talked about, you know, our postpartum body journey, prepartum and postpartum. Yeah. What's it been like with your mom, you know, in this new role as grandma in the last 4 years? Is it like changed your relationship with her? What's it been like?
I feel like we've definitely gotten closer since I've had kids. I think just generally as I've gotten older, I've gotten closer with my mom.
Closer, okay.
But we've gotten closer with the kids. I'm very fortunate that she lives pretty close and she's very much involved in my kids' lives and she's very helpful. So yeah, my relationship with my mom is great.
Yeah. Does she like, you know, does she inspire you? Like, are you trying to replicate the way that she was a mom to you? Or are you trying to do things like different? And do you tell her that, or are you like pretty hush hush about that?
We don't like outright talk about it, but I think it's very like we don't parent the same. I also think we're different people, but I also think that parenting in the 80s and 90s and 2000s are so different than they are now. You know, we have like the gentle parenting and, you know, really being in tune to our kids' feelings and mental health and our mental health and how our parents' parenting affected us and why we're all in therapy right now.
Literally was about to say this is what we talked about in therapy yesterday.
Yeah. So I think it definitely is different. And there's things that I do that my mom is like, okay, where I think she's used to it at this point.
Right.
Because it's been 4 years now of me being like, this is how I do things. And she's pretty respectful of what I ask for. Mm-hmm. I mean, God knows what happens when my kids are there, probably doing her own thing. But I kind of just am like out of sight, out of mind. But right. I would say that a lot of things are different, but there are things that are the same, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's just weird for me with my mom. It's like you have a completely different relationship now because you – her, not you, like yeah. one, me,
yeah.
has like this now kid. Now I hold all the power because like yeah. she, you know, she, I have a good, pretty good relationship with her. But, you know, like you said, our parents' generation, at least I know my, like they were just sort of, you know, just did what their parents did and what they thought was right. But there was not really a lot. I don't think there was a lot of guidelines in terms of like, you know. All the shit that you see on Instagram yeah. now.
Well, even my mom says all the time, she's like, you have so many resources
yeah.
to find the things that you need. She's like, I didn't have any of this. She's like, right. you know, if you wanted to read something, you went to the library to find a book. She's like, I wasn't doing
oh
that.
My God.
Like, it's so different. Yeah. And it makes sense. Like, if we didn't have the resources that we had, you probably would just be parenting how our parents parented.
Right. And then there's also the, like, element of, like, the way that your mom or moms think of their bodies and how they think about dieting. It's mm-hmm. like they grew up in a different time or diet culture was like different. Mm-hmm. And so like how that affected us. And I think that's, I mean, at least I know everybody listening knows that I'm trying to like really break the cycle with that, with my like lineage, like on Game of Thrones. But that's kind of what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Is your mom, was she like a dieter? What was the situation?
Okay, I would say my mom was like the quintessential like 80s fitness mom.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's a personal trainer.
Oh, real? She is?
Yeah, she is.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
My mom's a personal trainer. She's been a personal trainer my entire life. She's...
My mind is blown. Yeah. I did not know that. Okay.
She's very thin. She's like beautiful. Like she's, you know... this blonde hair, blue-eyed, like, beautiful, skinny person. And uh-huh. I'm so the opposite of that. Like, I'm, like, brown hair, like, a little curvy, you know. So, like, it was definitely, like, growing up, it was very apparent to me that she would avoid things. Like, I never saw her eat a hamburger. I never saw her bite into a bagel. I never saw her eat a slice of pizza. And even to this day, I'm like, you're not going to eat a slice of pizza. She's like, what do you mean, I eat pizza all the time? I'm like, okay, you right. pick at a pizza. And I think those things definitely rubbed off on me in the sense where I, trust me, eat a lot of pizza and hamburgers, but I have guilt for doing it.
Right.
And I'm sure there's something there that, like, I think in my mind I shouldn't be eating these things because my right. mom didn't. I don't think it ever affected me where I felt like I had any type of eating disorder mm-hmm. or anything. Can't say the same for my sisters. I know there's been things there, but, like, yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting how the way my mom was with fitness and eating and, like, how I view
it. I was going to say, like, as a fitness person, she yeah. must be, like, she's, like, hardcore. Like, what does she do?
Oh, yeah. She's actually she's so funny. She goes to this workout person and he does, like, these dance classes and he posts them. This is, like,
oh my
now.
God.
And he posts them on Instagram and she, like, send me the stories. And my mom, like, she sees the camera coming around and she's, like, so hardcore with the workout. I'm
oh
like,
my God.
You're so funny. You know what? I and again, like, I think it's so part of her schedule. Like, she can't go a day without working out. Maybe part of it is just she's used to this being her life. Mm-hmm. It's also just it makes her feel good. And I understand that. And there are people like that. And I have guilt for not being that way.
You do?
Yeah.
Does she make comments ever, like, to you or your sisters?
No. See, the thing is, growing up, I feel like she never stopped putting food on my plate. Mm-hmm. Like she was like, eat this. Eat. And maybe part of that was her also projecting where she wasn't eating it. So she wanted me to eat it.
A lot of Jewish moms.
Yeah. So like she never ever restricted me from eating anything. She never made me feel like I was overweight, that I had to work out or anything like that. But if I ever came to her and I was like, I don't feel good about myself, I want to lose weight, she would be like, oh, so then, you know, maybe we do Weight Watchers or whatever.
Right.
And just even to this day, talking about diet and food is just a constant conversation.
With her?
Yeah.
So it's like always texting or like you're always talking about it?
It's just, I wouldn't say necessarily like texting about it, but like if we're together, it'll come up in conversation. Oh, like what I ate today or oh, I feel disgusting. I ate so much.
Right, right. There's always commentary about it. I walked in a conversation between two of my family members. They were like playing with Mila, but they were talking to each other and they were talking about like a diet. And whatever. And like, they were like, we can go together. And I was like, oh, are they talking about Temple? And then I like come closer and I start listening. They are not talking about Temple. I've heard her say, like, come to Temple with me for like Yom Kippur or whatever. So I thought they were like, oh, this is so nice. And I realized they were like talking about like Weight Watchers meetings or whatever weight loss things.
Yeah.
And I got upset, but I didn't show it. And I just kind of came over there, like moseyed on over and I like went to pick up Mila. And I, you know, I'm not like that confrontational. I get really awkward and it backfires. But in that moment, I was going to take her and they were like, no, we're still playing with her. I'm like, well, can you please not speak about weight loss?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want those conversations around her.
Right.
And they were like, well, she can't understand. I'm like, well, you don't know that. And yes, she can.
Yeah.
And I really don't want that happening.
Right.
So, and they were like, okay. And I was like actually very upset after that moment because I like still, it's like something I'm actively, you know, trying to avoid and just like be very conscious of. And I'm sure I'm missing some other things, you know, by like focusing too much on this. But it's just something that's always in the back of my mind about trying to like not have my daughter like hear that kind of discussion.
Well, like I know that it's something that you are working very hard to make sure that you don't make a prevalent topic in your household. So then it's frustrating when you have other people doing it and not respecting your feelings.
Right.
On the
well,
topic.
Hopefully they'll respect it now because I was like very straightforward, but I was respectful. I was like, please do not speak about, you know, weight loss around her. But anyway, hopefully they'll get the message.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's go to DST wins because I want to hear what your win is. Maybe okay. You want me to share mine yes. because I don't. You said you were nervous.
I am.
Okay, my win is I, for the first time in my whole life, I swam for exercise.
That's amazing. Swimming's
I Googled, great. What should I do? Like, what is swimming for exercise? Like, what do you need yeah. to be doing that? And I put on my Apple Watch to like.
I was going to. I thought you were going to say I put on my swim cap.
Like no, but I was considering putting my swim cap because like salt water pools. Like I've carried it in my hair. So, but anyway, I just chose to ignore that. But anyway, so I swam. I put my Apple Watch on. I knew how many laps I did, and I was really like I got out of the pool like so like wet. Obviously, wasn't in a dry suit, whatever yeah. wetsuit. Why are they called wetsuits?
Right. Are we dry high? Suit.
a wetsuit. You know, I wasn't in that, but I came out and I was like out of breath, and it was so weird to be out of breath, but also like not sweating because I was in the pool.
Right.
But I did like 25 minutes, like I did, because then I had to go to a meeting, but I was like very proud of myself.
That's amazing. And 25 minutes swimming is a long time, especially if you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, no, I was just like, you know, going fast then slow. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm drowning. And then I like went to the side because I didn't breathe correctly. No, but I wasn't drowning. Everything was okay. And like bumped into my like cleaner. It was a crazy time, but it was great. And I feel very lucky to be able to do that mm-hmm. in my yard. And just wonderful. So that was my win.
That's awesome. And, yeah. you know, they say that swimming is, like, the best exercise you could do.
Yeah, they do say that.
It relieves the pressure on
like,
your joints.
No joints. I know. It's such, a, like, an old people commentary. Like, your
we're
joints
getting,
are
we're old, guys.
We're so old. Okay, so what's your DST win?
So I started playing tennis.
Mm.
And
like, real tennis, not pickleball?
Not pickleball, real okay. tennis. And I've been dying. So I played until I was like 18. I was pretty good. And then I just like stopped because like when was I playing tennis?
Right.
And then I feel like, I don't know if it's that tennis got cool again or I'm just now a suburban mom and yeah, tennis is no, cool for suburban moms.
Totally.
And I've been dying to play and I could just never get it together. And like, you know, a lot of people like
I love tennis.
Play during the day. I'm like, I work. I can't do that.
Right.
So I finally got with a group of people after work, and I'm so excited. It's like, first of all, an amazing workout.
Yes.
It's fun, and I just feel really good about myself.
Are you competitive? Playing.
I actually am a little competitive. Like, the games are a joke. Like, I'm not good. Like, I haven't played in how long. And, like, everybody I'm playing with is pretty much beginners, but it's fun, and, like, we don't take it seriously. But then if I, like, also hit the ball too far, I get so angry at myself. Like, I am Serena Williams.
No, me, I'm in the exact same way. I also love tennis. I played in high school, like, whatever, and then I stopped because when are you playing tennis?
Right.
Exactly like you said. That's why I love pickleball. But I love tennis. I drive by, like, Sport Time Tennis all the time, and I was like, in Syosset, I was like, should I, like, take up lessons again? They're expensive, but it's such a great workout.
It's great.
And, yeah, that's so great. And now I want to, like, figure out how to do the same thing. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Tennis is awesome.
It really is.
Such a good workout. Although the only you get so many blisters. You get blisters on your hands.
I'm not there yet. I'll let you know when I get pro.
I'm like, I hold on to the tennis racket for dear life. But that's great. All right. Today we have a listener DST win voicemail. I am really excited to hear this one. Please hit it.
Hi, Aileen. Longtime listener. First time caller. I recently had a light bulb moment and I wanted to share. My non-scale win. I have a 7-month-old daughter, and we are struggling to find sleepers in her size, trying tons of brands in different sizes, some as large as like 12 to 18 months, but we just can't find anything that's a comfortable fit. And I'm getting super frustrated how sizing between brands is not uniform, and I just wanted to find her something to be comfortable in. In that search, I realized I was so quick to understand that clothes were the problem for my daughter, not her body, but I haven't been able to give myself the same grace. I immediately bought a few different sizes, pairs of jeans and different from a bunch of brands so I can feel comfortable and less guilty about my stack of jeans from pre-pregnancy at the top of my closet. I had to share because I'm proud of myself for finally realizing that clothes are made to fit us, not the other way around, and for getting different postpartum jeans and not just waiting to lose the weight. Sincerely, learning from my daughter, Betch.
That's so cute. That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
Because you're never going to judge your child. You're always going to like find the reason, and it's always it's the brand. And then, but when it comes to us, we always judge ourselves and the brands are.
And that's a great one because I think it could take a really long time to be okay with your postpartum body and to just get new clothes and to work with your body rather than against it. That's big deal. That shouldn't be overlooked.
It is a big deal. Yeah. I did the exact same thing, actually. I like cleaned out my closet because for a while I really only had like clothes from 2019 and then like pregnancy stuff. So, like, I have no new clothes. So I just recently bought a bunch of like Madewell jeans. I'm wearing them right now. Love them.
Oh, I'm not wearing my. I thought I was wearing my Madewell.
And yeah, I just bought them in a bigger size and that just like is what it is. You know, like I thought about how I spend my money and it's kind of sometimes crazy that like I think I'll go out to dinner for this amount of money but I refuse to buy a new pair of jeans for the exact same amount of money that fits me now. Like it's just kind of it's sort of silly, like I'm holding on and it's so much like psychological, like
it is.
I feel like the insecurity comes into it and you're like thinking I need to fit into these previous like clothing, like I need to like push myself, but it's just it doesn't make any like sense.
It doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense unless you have like financial restraints. Of course, that makes sense. But if you're able to like, you know, move your budget around for like clothing because nothing is fitting you, then like buying a couple staple items is a great way to go about like postpartum because it's just. I feel so much more free right now, like wearing these jeans that fit me.
I agree. Like one thing I noticed that I started doing is I would go shopping and I would pick up smalls because that's just what I was always used to wearing. And I'd be like, oh, picking up smalls. And then nothing would fit me. And I'd be really upset because I'd be like, oh, I have to go get the larger size. And now when I go shopping, I'm like, I'm a medium.
Right.
I'm
right.
not a small.
Right.
And so I'm picking out the mediums. And even on some things, I'm like, this looks tiny. I'm taking a large.
Right.
And I don't feel bad about it anymore because yeah. that I felt worse by putting on the smaller size.
Totally. Like, it's just also doesn't really like matter what size yeah. it is.
Right.
And I recently shared in a previous DST Thursday episode, my DST win was that, like, you know, Mila's turning 9 months. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that pressure of like 9 months in.
Yeah.
Like, so many people ask me, are you taking that picture? I'm like, no.
I never did.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking it. I don't, like, I'm like, first of all, it's 40 weeks. So fuck off.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just feel this pressure. I was like, oh, you know, all these people say to make you feel better about yourself, yeah. about the not snapping back thing. Yeah. They say, oh, you know, it takes a full 9 months to grow it. It should take 9 months to lose it. I'm like, I'm 9 months out and I still really haven't lost much.
No, absolutely.
So, you know, it's like that. So I felt like that pressure sinking yeah. in. And so in that episode, and it's really applicable to now, is mm-hmm. that I don't, you know, I've let go of that notion that there's like some sort of timeline that I must adhere to and I'm doing things on my own. Mm-hmm. And that includes accepting this body in the interim and buying some clothes to fit me right now.
Right.
Yeah. And who cares what the brand's label is?
It's all
right.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's do a listener, dear DST. And you're not going to read it because we're not on Betches Moms. Mm-hmm. You're off the hook.
I can if you want me to.
You're off the hook today. Okay, dear Aileen, Brittany, longtime listener of the pod, and I'm excited to now be entering the pregnancy / motherhood stages of life along with you ladies. I'm 12 weeks pregnant, so I haven't found out the gender. My mom, like you ladies, has done a great job of creating disordered eating habits and body image issues for me throughout my life based on her own issues that I have since, through this podcast as help, worked through and developed a way better relationship with food and my body. My mom has a straight up terrible relationship with food. I mean, the woman is petrified of carbs. Her famous line is, and again, I hope this doesn't trigger anyone, but this is her line, I can't even look at pasta without gaining weight. It's just ridiculous. And I added that accent. She didn't say anything. It's just ridiculous. All she does is talk about how she gained 6 pounds or lost 6 pounds. And she has such an outdated image of what bodies should look like. Always praise me for looking skinny. And an image of her scooping out a bagel and holding it up to her stomach to see how many calories she saved will always haunt me. So because I'm pregnant, and especially if it's a girl, how do I, one, make sure that my mom doesn't make comments like this to my daughter? And two, make sure that my mom doesn't make comments about her own body around my daughter. Even if it's a boy, I still don't want her doing it. To make things more complicated, my mom has had a past with purging after eating, so it makes an even more sensitive topic. Aileen, I know you went on a similar journey with not wanting to mess up your daughter's food relationship and body image like we've been messed up. Help. Love, a betch with a problem. Wow. Well. Like, this is like you've got mail when like Tom Hanks is about to write an email. Yeah. How do you make sure? Well, you kind of have to have that conversation if your mom says anything around her. Like, if you think it's going to be a really big problem, I would just have a chat and just be like, hey, this has nothing to do with you. Like, I always defer, like, make it about you, make it about the kid. Don't make the mom feel like she's in like this, has to go in defense mode, mm-hmm. especially if this is something that she struggles with.
Right.
it's a hard conversation. But again, like, you're going to see that when you become a mom and when you feel more comfortable in this role, because it took me a while to actually find like my voice as a mom.
Yeah.
You will find it not so difficult to like sort of stand up for these things, because I don't know if you feel the same way, Brittany, but like it just becomes a little bit easier as you like find your way in this role, and it won't feel as daunting as it may now, because you and your mom haven't been in this new relationship mm-hmm. as like mom, grandma, mm-hmm. baby. So have you ever had to make any comments like this to any of your family members, or like about any topic? Doesn't have to be about eating, but like, you know, to ask them to please change what they say around your kids?
Yeah, to be honest, I've had to say things to my husband.
Right. Oh, wow. That's so true.
And like, I mean, I'm sure I've had to say things to, you know, parents and in-laws, but like, even like my husband will like say things like, oh, you're so skinny, to my son. And I'm like, don't say that to him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to have a complex. And I guess a lot of this also comes from like speaking with you about these things on Betches Moms and speaking to specialists and just knowing a little bit more about this and how it can affect kids. And I'm just like, I don't care if you think that's silly. I choose a different word. Like, don't yeah. say that to him.
It's a loaded word.
Yeah. And whatever, let them not understand and let them be annoyed, but they'll hear you and they won't do it next time if yeah. they respect you.
The funny thing about partners, that's such a good call out, because they are also a product of their upbringing.
Yes.
And that's a whole nother that's a whole nother thing to think about. Mm-hmm. Even before I was doing Diet Starts Tomorrow, I loved to talk about weight loss and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like with friends. And then I remember having this out of body moment where I was like, all the women standing here together talking about like how they've lost X amount of weight. And this is feeling very weird to me. And I need to explore it, because there's other things to talk about.
Yeah.
I've had to have conversations with Rusty too, like mm-hmm. about, you know, this isn't maybe the right word, or I usually communicate through Instagram stories. Oh, I send him
the passive Instagram story all the time.
He doesn't answer
all the time.
I send him parenting Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. He sends me Marvel like comics, like trailers and conspiracies.
Yep.
And like, you know, eggs, whatever, that the QR codes that we found in whatever show I just watched, Moon Knight. I just watched. But like, that's what he sends me, and I'm sending him like, please be careful about what you say around your uh-huh. kid. There's a lot more about, you know, words and stuff with especially girls, like you're so pretty, being a good girl, like things like a mm-hmm. good boy also is mm-hmm. there's like all this like these loaded words that people don't even realize they're saying, and mm-hmm. they can have like different effects on the kid growing up, like yeah. being people pleasers. Yes. And yeah, I just, there's so a lot of good resources on Instagram and Betches Moms. Everybody go check it out. But so yeah, I think that would be my advice, is to have a conversation. But I think it's going to get a lot easier when you sort of get like more, you feel more established or comfortable in your role as a mom, because the stakes become a little bit higher. And did it take you a little bit to get comfortable, like finding your voice or standing up for your kid?
Yes, definitely. I think especially when you're pregnant, before you have your child, you're like, yes, you're a mom, you're growing this human, yeah. but once you have the baby, you really become a different person. And like your feelings on a lot of things change, and you find it a lot easier to find that voice, because you feel so passionately and strongly about that. And mm-hmm. all you care about is this child's well-being. And like, I definitely feel like at first I would like ask for advice. Mm-hmm. And maybe if I didn't agree with that advice, but somebody was telling, like if a family member was telling me, but this is the right thing, I would just be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then right. like as they got older, or even if like now with Jack, like doing it again, I'm like, nope, this is how I do things. Right. I don't care what your advice is. Like, right. this is how Brittany and Noah do things.
Oh, that's nice. And Noah. Yeah.
And Noah.
No, I completely agree. There's a yeah. lot of like uncertainty in the beginning, like a lot of indecision, or just like not feeling that confident in your own like not beliefs, but like choices or decisions because you need some reassurance.
Yes.
But once you make a few decisions and practice doing that and like, you know, being the advocate for your kid who cannot speak, you get used to it. And then it becomes a lot easier to have hard, difficult conversations with people that before may have been a little bit louder in your mind. And you just kind of like become a little stronger. And like I said, get a lot of power in your mom.
Yes.
With your kid because you are the gatekeeper to the grandchild. Yeah. So just remember that. That's a thing.
It truly is.
It's not to be overlooked. But yeah, good luck because the bagel thing, you know, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Really? I haven't heard that one before.
I have not heard that one, but the scooping out of the bagel.
The scooping out I have, but comparing it to what's in your stomach.
Comparing it to
is
the
crazy.
Stomach, that's a new level.
That's a new level. But again, just to have compassion for her, the mom, she obviously has gone through it. Mm-hmm. She has clearly a long history. If you're saying she's purging, that, you know, she clearly has not really found her healing journey. It's just sort of something she lives with. So maybe when you do end up talking to your mom, because I have a feeling it's not just going to go away, maybe that'll shed some light on like her, make her a little bit more self-aware about her actions. Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll, you know, I don't know. Maybe she'll like look at herself differently. Mm-hmm. But back to the problem. I hope you solve your problems. And that is sort of it for our episode, Brittany. How do you think you did?
I hope I did great. This was fun.
I think you did awesome.
Thanks.
I'm not going to ask you to pitch Betch's Moms. I'll just do it.
Okay.
where can everyone find Betch's Moms? Okay, you can find us at Betch's Moms on Instagram. You can go listen to our podcast. It's amazing. It's Betch's Moms, wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, wherever you can find Diet Start Tomorrow, you'll find Betch's Moms. And, you know, we just do a lot of fun stuff, very educational, entertaining, fun stuff. And Brittany doesn't want to be followed, so I won't give her Instagram. And you can follow me at Aileen. And that is it for today's episode of Dear DST. Be sure to send your questions, your DST wins, and your Dear DSTs to, say it again, DST@Betches.com to get them answered. And you can call in, like our lovely DSTer who did today, 212-287-5650. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to DST@Betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.